You're listening to Vatican Radio.
At his general audience on Wednesday, Pope Francis appealed for peace in Ukraine and called for a collection on Sunday for Catholics throughout the world. Ukraine is in the middle of a forgotten crisis, which has been ongoing since February 2014. Georgia Gogety spoke to Andrei Dwadzkiewicz, the president of Caritas Ukraine, to find out more about the current situation there.
The humanitarian situation in Ukraine did not improve in the last months. It's as critical as this was before. We have in Ukraine by now 1,774,000 who had to leave their homes because of the impact of the war on their territories. So these people are dispersed in the whole country, but especially in eastern Ukrainian oblast administrative regions. And many of these people, they have basic need. They're lacking the money to get shelter, an apartment, to buy food, to buy medicine, and to buy clothes. These are the people who mostly need assistance. Then in the situation of the war, through the war, we had 9,000 people killed in Ukraine. So we have the families of the people who were killed during the war, and they need also assistance, especially psychological assistance. We have more than 21,000 people who were wounded during the war, and also these people need partly long life assistance. I was in a military hospital and saw young people without legs and arms. These people will need assistance a whole life. We have hundreds of thousands of children who are affected by the war. Children who are very strongly traumatized and need social and psychological assistance, who need to get, again, some feeling of security. Now we have, in the situation in Ukraine, there are three complexes of problems concerning the impact of the war on the society. One is territories which are not under the control of the Ukrainian government. We don't have a clear picture of the social situation at these territories. But this territory, there are living millions of people, and there is, as far as we get the information, is not enough distribution of food. There is the situation with the medical situation is not good for these people. They don't have enough medicine, and the prices for food and medicine raised essentially in this part of the country. And especially these people live in a situation where they do not have a basic security, the feeling of security. Many people there lost their jobs because the economy in this territory is not working properly. So they are lacked of there's a lack of the of income, and these people need humanitarian aid. They need the support of the society, of their compatriots. Then we have the territory of the so-called buffer zone. It's the territory next to the contact line. There is another problem because there is still shelling. There are still war activities going on. And to many of these villages along the contact line, it's very dangerous to travel there. So also the supply of food is interrupted in many of these places. Another problem there is that there many people left these territories because it's dangerous to live there. So in these territories, we have mostly in the villages, we have older people who are sometimes helpless and do not know how to cope with the situation. This is other territories where Caritas Ukraine is very active, and we are trying to assist these people to bring to these villages food and medicine so that the people get the needed assistance. And then generally there is the 1,700,000 people who are in different places of the country. And it's interesting because you do not see these people in the cities. You don't, there are no soup kitchens where they are going to stand in line for meals. There are not collective centers where thousands of people are renting apartments or living in abandoned places, in villages which were abandoned, and you don't see that there are people in need. But when you're coming and visiting these people at home, you see that they're lacking every essentials to have a dignified life. If you're looking at these families who are living in these poor circumstances, it's very sad to see that the parents do not have the means to buy something for their children. There's a big problem with this food. The country representative of the World Food Program of the United Nations said in the beginning of this month that there are about 1.5 million people in Ukraine who are in danger of starvation because there is no of hunger, because there is no enough possibility to distribute the food to the people. On the one side, it's a problem because of the people don't have the financial means to buy the food. On the other, it's the problem that the food cannot be delivered to these people because the dangers of the war, because of the lacking infrastructure. That's the general picture today in Ukraine, is the humanitarian crisis.
What needs to be done to resolve this crisis and resolve this conflict? And what role are Caritas playing at the moment?
We are concentrating on the assistance to the people in need. That can help to give the people a better perspective, to help to survive, actually, this crisis. The solution for this crisis is actually a political solution and a military solution. The war has to finish. There has to be the possibility that also humanitarian organizations can reach all the people, because the access to the territories which are not under the control of the Ukrainian government is restricted, and we do not have the possibility to assist the people on this territory. So the assistance cannot be given in full possible ways. Of course, there is a political component, a military component, and a social component. Caritas Ukraine is concentrating on the social component, and there are two things which we see as our main task. The first thing is to help the people to survive, to distribute humanitarian aid. We're doing it especially through cash grants, to buy food, to buy clothes, to buy medicine, and to rent an apartment. The second thing is what we are doing. We are trying to give the people social, psychological assistance. We have different programs, how we assist the people who were strongly traumatized in this conflict. We are speaking about hundreds of thousands of children who were witnessing violence and who went through shelling, who were for sometimes days, sometimes weeks under shelling, hiding, and they are very much traumatized. We try to build programs for them together with other Caritas organizations from abroad. We build it up, child-friendly spaces where psychologists and pedagogues are working with these children to overcome these traumas. A third point is, and I think this is a very important point, it's we have started livelihood programs for the people where we try to give them instance to find a job. We are training We train them how to apply for jobs, how to write a CV, and also give them possibilities to have a professional training so they can find new jobs at the places where they are staying. And also we have programs through grants which can be given to people who would like to start their own businesses. So we are working on both sides, on the humanitarian assistance to people so people can survive, but also to build up perspectives, new perspectives for the future of these people.
Pope Francis has made an appeal for peace in Ukraine and has repeatedly done this, and he has described it as a forgotten conflict. He has also called for a collection on Sunday for Catholics throughout the world. What kind of an impact do his words have, and what do you think of this?
I think it's a very important appeal. First of all, as the head of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church, His Beatitude Sviatoslav said in a press conference, the Pope broke through the silence among the humanitarian crisis in Ukraine. This crisis is not very much visible, and the people do not see this crisis. And it was very important that the Pope appealed to assist the people in Ukraine, because many people abroad do not know the dimension of this crisis. This is the biggest humanitarian crisis in Europe since the Second World War, and it's not a visible situation how the people are suffering from this war and from this humanitarian crisis. So the Pope put the awareness to this crisis into the consciousness of all people of goodwill in Europe and the world. I think this is very important. The second thing is, I think it's very important that the Pope appealed to the people in Europe. It's an important thing because it shows the unity of Europe. In Ukraine, people there fighting in the past for this and dying the flag of the European Union to symbolize that they belong to Europe. Now it's the question for the Europeans to assist these people who are in need. But it's also another point which I think and consider very important. It is that we have, the Pope underlined the responsibility which we have globally for the people in need. Wherever people are in need, we have to assist them. And I think that's a very symbolic thing that the Pope appealed to the Europeans to assist the people in need in Ukraine, to raise the awareness of this humanitarian crisis. And I hope that the people in Europe will follow his call.
That was Georgia Gogaty talking to Andrzej Waskiewicz, the president of Caritas Ukraine.